ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered the Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
And this is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing. Here he is, folks. Oh, Monty.
Thank you so much, DJ. Let's talk about someone that was somewhat of a big deal when we were younger.
Thank you so much for saying that.
You've never been a big deal in anyone's life.
Oh.
Let's talk about Afro Man. Remember Afro Man?
Do I? Of course.
You probably remember one of his big hits. We used it as a return right there, Because I Got High. He's a bit rapper. He does bit songs. I'm not a huge fan of his music, although if you turn on Colt 45s, I might get out there and cut a rug on you. Or if we're at a party or something, I'll rap the lyrics alongside you. But overall, his music is just, he's all about pot culture and bits and all kinds of stuff. Well, he's been in the news recently because he was on trial for defamation. So Afro Man, the 51-year-old rapper, his real name is Joseph Edgar Foreman. He was being sued by a police department because back in 2022, there was an investigation into kidnapping. They raided his home thinking that he had kidnapped someone. They kicked down his door. They were rummaging through his stuff inside. They opened his safe. They confiscated some of his money. They did all this stuff. They disabled some of the security cameras that he had inside of his home and turned up nothing. That the investigation ended up bearing no fruit. So after that, he got upset and he started making songs about this police department. So he starts making these songs, and I'll play one of them for you here. This is called Lemon Pound Cake because in the security footage, you see one of the like kind of heavier officers walk by his counter and he stops and kind of glowingly looks at the lemon pound cake that Afro Man had on his counter. And so he turns that into a song here.
The Adams County Sheriff kicked down my door. Then I heard the glass break. They found no kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake.
It's very Afro Man sounding.
Mama's lemon pound cake.
Okay, I will say, it's a good formula to have people play your song whenever you've got the bass pounding like that and it's going to sound good in the car. I bet that's a good car song.
Well, what really got the Adams County Sheriff Department upset was he started releasing songs about this whole situation. And in the songs, in the music videos, he included footage from inside his house where they were raiding him, and they didn't like that. They also didn't like that he started releasing songs, basically making fun of them, and was like releasing diss tracks about the Adams County Sheriff Department.
You can't make fun of me.
And the trial was so funny because these police officers at the Adams County Sheriff Department had to like go up on the stand, and one guy had to like answer questions because Afro Man made a song about screwing the guy's wife. And he made a song about it, and here's a little bit of it. This is called Randy Walters is a Son of a Bitch.
Randy Walters is the son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's why I f***ed his wife and got filthy rich.
So that's the whole song. And he's up there, he's in the music video wearing this, like, President Camacho, you can bring it down a little bit, like, red, white, and blue American flag suit. And if you don't know what Afro Man looks like, he's like a heavier set black guy. He's got a big afro. He basically looks like Timu Questlove. And he wore that American flag suit to court. So he looks ridiculous. Like, there's this big court hearing, and you have all these lawyers and a judge and a bailiff. And then there's Afro Man sitting there in his gigantic American flag suit, having to answer questions about why he's making fun of these police officers. And the funny thing is, he started releasing some of these diss tracks just within the last, like, 7 days. And they played these songs on, like, in the middle of the trial, including this song, which is 14 minutes long. And
this
he made
judge
this.
Is a bitch.
No, this is about one of the female officers that was there. Her name was Lisa, and he just made a whole song about her being a lesbian. And it's called Lick 'em Low, Lisa.
God.
He said, do you love me, girl?
So in the music video, we obviously can't hear the whole thing.
He's got a music video too?
It's a whole music video, and he...
It's entertaining.
It's very weird, because he does, like, when Joe Exotic hired the fake Carol Baskins for his music video.
Yeah.
He has this random lady that looks kind of like her, and she's, like, simulating oral with this lady, and...
So he had casting to try to find somebody
yes,
look
that
like.
Looked like her, but then he also included real footage of her.
Here comes the fun part.
Lick 'em low, Lisa. Lisa. Came to town. She came to town. She ate all the said.
Oh my gosh.
All around.
And they played this entire song during the trial. All 14 minutes. And she's sitting there on the stand crying. And she has to sit there and, like, all right, it's minute 7, and I still got to sit here and listen to Lick 'em Low, Lisa.
7 minutes.
Was she in charge of the raid?
I don't know if she was the one that was the, like, the spearhead of the whole thing, but she was a part of it because there is footage of her going through his house as well. Well, fast forward to the end of it, you got the decision yesterday, and they ruled in favor of Afro Man. They ruled in favor because he was arguing for First Amendment rights that I can say what I want. I can make music videos about you. I can make fun of you for kicking down my door. And, you know, he was charging them with stealing some of his money. He's like, look, you can't, you can't sue me for defamation just because I hurt your feelings. And, now, it's like the Streisand effect, where most people would not have heard about any of this
until they tried to sue him.
Until they tried to sue him over it, because he, like, released an album that had the Lemon Pound Cake song and a few other songs back in 2022, and I promise you, most people had never heard of it. But now, you go to any of his YouTube videos, any of that stuff, and it's just filled with comments of who's here after the decision. So now it just made their situation 100 times worse because they sued him thinking or saying they were having emotional damage and they can't go out in public anymore and all this crap.
And now it's a way bigger deal.
And now it's way bigger than it had to be.
So what is the line there, though, of what you can put in a song about somebody that doesn't want you talking about them?
Well, I mean, it is first. I mean, you can say whatever you want. I mean, it's not like...
So I could make a song about you being a pedophile rapist, and it's all good. That's what I'm asking.
How long is the song?
What long? 20 minutes. There's a lot of guitar solos in it, too. I'm going to make it kick
He's
ass.
He's got a hill of mustache.
Once you get into that, I don't know. But the one thing that was funny about that one in the Randy Walters song, he talked about hooking up with the guy's wife, and during cross-examination with the actual Randy Walters, they ask him, like, did Afro Man ever actually hook up with your wife? And the guy's like, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, now
I can't say for sure, which goes directly against it being slander, Because if you're saying perhaps he did hook up with your wife, then he's no longer making it up. I don't know. But clearly the judge ruled in favor of Afro Man and said you can at least get away with calling somebody Lick 'em Low Lisa or I hooked up with your wife okay. and get away with it. So Afro Man is celebrating and having a good time right now. So go Afro Man, I guess.
Good on him, I guess. Yeah.